Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning, Frank. You coming on the air, buddy?
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all please do not use profanity. I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we will not hear background noises. Every Friday night we have open talk about life and things that happen to people. And on tonight I wanted to talk about standing for something. In life you have to stand for something. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And I feel as if in life you go through different changes and you'll have to understand how to go through it. And you have to understand to keep God by your side while going through it. You have to pray. You have to think about what you're going through. You have to pray. And then you have to go through whatever it is that you're going through. I think I have a few callers online. You all can say hello on tonight. Hello, callers. Well, I guess I don't have a caller online. But like I said, in life you have to be able to stand for something. You can't just go around allowing people to do different things to you. I've experienced different things where people take you through changes, and you don't have to go through changes. You don't have to go through changes just because. You know, you have to stand for something in life. You can't allow people to just do anything to you. You have to actually stand for something. You can't just allow people to stand on your toes and hurt you or harm you. You have to actually mean what you say and say what you mean when dealing with people, because if you don't, it'll be a problem. I had a case where my son is in school and he's dealing with his teacher. His name is Mr. Ball. And this teacher is taking my son through different changes. You know, he's speaking to him crazy. But I had to teach my son that once you go into a classroom, this teacher is in charge of this classroom. You cannot take over this classroom. You have to actually participate because you're a child. You're not in charge of the classroom. You have to know how to handle yourself when you're inside anybody's place, because if you don't own the place, then you can't take control of it. And most people don't understand that if you're not the owner of a company, then you cannot tell people, you know, you cannot make people do what you want them to do when you're at their business. You have to actually do what they are telling you to do. You cannot just go into a company and tell the company, you know, you can't just make a person do what you want them to do. You have to allow yourself to know that there's standards, there's guidelines, guidelines to everything. You can't just go into something thinking that you own something if it's not your actual, if you're not the owner, if you're not the business owner. And that's just like in the classroom. Like I told my son, you have to go inside this classroom and keep in mind that you're a student. You have to allow this teacher to teach his classroom. You can't go inside this classroom thinking that, hey, I run this classroom, I'm going to tell the people what to do. You have to actually you have to actually follow rules. No one's gonna take you serious doing business, period. Nobody's gonna take you serious if you're going and you're trying to make yourself be the boss. It has to be a boss. It has to be followers, you know, people that work there. You can't always be the boss. You have to learn to teach other people to go behind you. People have to follow. People have to be leaders. And there have to be followers. Do I have any callers online? Let me see. Well, there's no callers yet. But as I was saying, you have to always know that in life, changes come and people make changes no matter wherever you're at. Things are going to change. People are going to change. Nobody stays the same. When dealing with, when dealing with anybody, you have to understand that nobody owes you anything. You are yourself. Nobody owes you anything, and life is what you make it. I think God set us here to understand each other and learn how to deal with people. And when dealing with people, you have to know that everybody has a different understanding of life. And dealing with, let me see, do I have any callers online that would like to say anything on tonight? Okay. No callers just yet. Okay. Well, you have to stand for something. Nobody knows what life will bring. My apologies. I don't know what happened to the phone, but I'm back. And like I was saying, you have to learn to stand for something. You can't just go on in life and not stand for something. You have to tell people what you're meaning. You have to go out and you have to grasp your life. You have to stand for something. You have to learn. You have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage one another. You have to set goals. You have to achieve. You have to set something to achieve. You have to set standards. You can't live your life not doing anything. You have to make friends. Sometimes people feel like you can't make friends. And I find it very interesting that kids feel like you can't make friends easily. And I think that you can make friends easily if you'll just talk to someone. Nobody wants to be alone. And some people say that they do want to be alone, but if you want to be alone, then I don't find it that it's a good thing to really be by yourself, because being by yourself is not a good thing all the time, but sometimes it may be good, but I don't find it very good to want to be by yourself all the time. Now, sometimes it may be okay, but no, not all the time. But you have to stand for something in life. There's nobody in life that wants to be alone, no matter what people say or what people think. you don't find yourself wanting to be by yourself. I guess I can start off by, I can continue to talk about family happiness. And I'll just read from a book that I have. Let's see. Is there a secret to family happiness? We're talking about standing up for something. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. I have a couple of callers. Caller, hello. How are you on tonight?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I've been online speaking about standing for something. People feel like if you have to stand for something in life in order to achieve things, do you agree with me or you disagree?
I agree.
Okay, so if you agree with me, then tell me what you stand for.
Teach one to keep positive things going around the community.
Okay, when you say that, what do you mean to keep each one teach one?
You know, you can do everything that you can to uplift people through good and bad. You know, positive or negative, a vibe can give spiritual vibes to anybody, you know what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying. You're saying you have to be able to talk to somebody and tell them what you're feeling in order to understand something, gain an understanding, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I'm just trying to see.
Yes.
What if you're alone? How do you talk to somebody if you're alone?
Well, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have a spiritual envy.
Okay, you said you got to have a spiritual ending?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is that?
You know, your intellect that you talk to about yourself or to grasp along with things that you're going through or somebody else is going through.
Okay. You said by going through something that somebody else is going through?
Yes, ma'am.
Respect
could carry you a long way.
Respect?
Will carry you a
respect?
Long way.
Okay. I agree with you on that. How do you gain respect from people?
You know, if somebody's trying to give you, some good wisdom, you know what I'm saying? Because you can learn things from a baby.
You said learn things from a baby?
Yeah, you're never too young to learn.
You mean you're never too old to learn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I agree with you on that. You can learn. People learn every day. No matter what you're doing, you have to be able to learn. You have to be able to learn no matter what. You have to be willing to learn. What if you meet a person and they're stubborn? Like, what would you say to a person that's stubborn? How would they be able to stand for something?
Hold on. I have
another caller at 5441. We're talking about standing up for something. You have to stand for something in order to be something in life.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that? Like, we're talking about, like, sometimes people feel like they have a stand up for their rights. You know what I'm saying? we're dealing with, like, if you're working at a company or something, or a business or something like that, people feel like they have a stand up, and sometimes they get fired and stuff like that because they stood up for their rights. Like, what is your output on that? Your input on that?
Well, if you don't say nothing about it, nobody knows what you're talking about. To get the moral guidance. And to intellect the understanding.
Well, actually, I ain't never had that problem, but if it comes to it, I would stand up for myself. And if it comes to me getting fired, I wouldn't care because I stood up for myself. It's not right that everybody do that.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What did you say?
Oh, I don't remember now. I have never been in that situation before, but if it was to happen, I would stand up for myself if I get fired or not. I mean, I know that I stood up for myself.
Okay, but what do you say to people that goes through something that, like, I had a friend today, you know, he got fired from his job because he went into the job and he didn't understand what he was supposed to do, and he told the people that he didn't understand, he asked questions, and they fired him because he asked questions, and he feel like the people let him down because they didn't help him, you know what I'm saying? They just basically fired him instead of teaching him what he needed to know, you know? And he felt like they let him down. You said what? I'm sorry. My apologies. I can't hear you.
I'm turning into a higher authority. Like, I would call somebody and talk to them about that. Somebody higher than the people that fired him. Discrimination type thing. Unless,
okay.
Or he fought those skills before he started work.
You say, did he do what?
I said, did he supposed to have those skills before he started work?
Yeah, sometimes people put things on their resumes. And I feel like people look at the resumes and they expect them to know something. And on your resumes, that's why it's not good to tell you have to tell the truth on your resumes and stuff like that, you know, because business owners are hiring you thinking that you're going to know how to do these things, you know, when they hire you. And when they sit down and they talk to you, they expect you to have this experience. And once you go into these things, you know, they expect you to know something. And if you don't know how to do it, then that's on you. I feel like that's on you if you've lied to them on, you know, on your resume, because they can't control that at that point.
Correct. But discrimination, he needs to talk to somebody that's higher than him about it, like their corporation office or, you know, someone like that.
I'm saying even if you're not at a job, like, how do we teach the kids? You know, sometimes the kids, they go to school and they stand up for their rights and they get in trouble. Like, what would you tell a person, like, that's trying to, like, just achieve something? Like, how would you encourage a person to stand up for their rights? You know, like, even with dealing with
I don't know about a child standing up for their rights in school because school is different.
No, I'm saying, at what point do you take a stand? Like, if you feel like something is wrong, how do you stand up for your rights without overdoing it?
You approach them in the correct manner. manner. You approach the problem in the proper manner.
Sometimes things get out of hand once you try to stand up for your rights. Sometimes things get out of hand, and then you'll end up either fired or you'll be suspended or stuff like that. If you don't know how to critique yourself, that's what I'm saying. Like it's a proper way to do these things. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're supposed to. It's a proper way to do things. You know, like you were saying, like y'all were saying, it's a proper way to do those things. Do y'all have anything that y'all would like to talk about on tonight? I hear a lot of background noises. Where are you guys at tonight on Street Talk?
I'm at church.
Okay, you're at church? Okay. Okay. Have you all went through anything that you all would like to talk about on tonight? Hello? Okay. Can you all hear me? Okay. Well, I guess I'll read a little bit from this book that I have. It says the family under stress. Today the family is changing. Sad to say, not for the better. An example is, well, I don't want to read that part. Let's read about family happiness. What would you all like to discuss on tonight? Would y'all like to discuss about how can you manage a household? Okay, well, I'll just read from this book. Living within your means. Today, many people are no longer satisfied with a simple family, a simple-oriented family life. As the commercial world produces more or products and uses its advertising skills to try to entice the public, millions of fathers and mothers spend long hours at work so that they can buy these products. Other millions face a day-to-day struggle just to put some food on the table. They have to spend far more time at work than used to be the case. Perhaps holding down two jobs simply to just pay for necessities. Yet others be happy to find a job since unemployment is a widespread problem. Yes, life is not always easy for the modern family, but Bible principles can help families to make the best of the situation. We've learned valuable lessons and how to explain to a friend. We have brought nothing into the world, and neither can we carry anything out. So have subsequently in covering, we shall be content with these things. True, a family needs more than just food and clothing. It also needs somewhere to live. The children need an education, and there are medical bills and other expenses. Still, the principle of Paul's word applies. If we content to satisfy our needs rather than indulge in our wants, life will be easier. So do you all understand that sometimes the things, this passage right here was talking about people using their money to satisfy their needs rather than their wants rather than their needs. And in the Bible, it teaches you to use your money and the things that you have to satisfy your needs rather than your wants. Do you all understand that? Caller at 3657.
Yeah, I understand. What would you say about that little passage that I just read?
Well, the part I heard is like, for it's like your needs, like your food, your clothing, your you have to pay bills where you stay, so bills and stuff like that. For as lights, water, and gas, cable is not a necessity. Stuff like that, that's not a necessity. That's something you want. But for as your needs is your lights, water, your gas, your food, the clothes, kids' clothes, and stuff like that.
Do you find it that more people do any callers 7673? You can say hello on tonight. If your number is in 7673, you can say hello on tonight.
How y'all doing?
We're fine. We're talking about people spending their money on their wants. I mean, their wants instead of their needs. I feel like in today's world, some people are spending more money on things that they want instead of the things they need. And when doing so, you'll find yourself in a bind. And how do you handle that bond once you spend all your money? Can y'all discuss like some ways that we can learn to get out of bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, sure.
How I feel is more like if people stop trying to follow trends and what everybody else
uh-huh.
got going on, or trying to impress somebody else and all that, and start worrying about their needs are, like far as your household, far as your kids, far as bills, keeping a roof over your head, and just taking care of your responsibilities, period.
Yeah, but do you find it...
I'm listening to you. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to agree with you on that. I know, like, sometimes people find it... sometimes people find it that they want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? People indulge in things and they'll go out and they'll have fun. Like you'll get paid and you'll be around your friends.
You'll be able to have fun when you take care of your needs first.
Yeah, but when people find themselves like when people find themselves having fun, sometimes you can overspend, you can kind of overdo it. And then where do you turn? How do you do it? Like where do you turn?
Budgeting
would be something good. How would you budget?
Set aside things. You set aside your funds. That means you know it. That means by making a list. Make a list of what you know you already got to take care of, what's coming up. And then you always supposed to set something aside just in case. Just in case something happens.
True.
You never know what's going to come up. You never know when you're driving down the road, you might get a flat tire. Or if you don't even have a car, you know you might have to go to a doctor appointment. You know you might have to go to the store to go buy something. You know you got to get somewhere. Put aside your funds for those things. You got to prepare yourself. It's not guaranteed that you'll see another day, but at the same time, it's good to prepare.
Yeah, I find it that it is good to prepare because if you don't have something set aside, then you'll find yourself in a bind. Like I was talking about, you'll find yourself having to borrow. And when you're borrowing things, some people get upset because you don't have anybody to borrow from, because sometimes people have their money set aside to do things that they need to do or that they want to do, and then you have people that get upset.
you shouldn't lend anybody anything that you're not able to lend in the first place.
Okay, you said something good on that. Caller at 3657. What would you add to that?
I'm just like him. If it's something that's gonna hurt me, or that I feel like I might need later on, then I'm not gonna be able to lend it because anything could come up. You might say you're gonna pay me next week, but
that's
anything could come up.
That's called being responsible. You know what I'm saying? If you know you don't have it to lend, and you know you shouldn't be stunning. That's part of stunning.
Yeah, if y'all ain't got it, I just don't.
You ain't got it, you shouldn't be ashamed to say no. Cause you know what I'm saying, when you don't have it, who's gonna look out for you?
Real talk.
But at the same time, you gotta. It's called being responsible. Being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand. I agree with you all totally on that. But, I mean, you have some people that feel like that they're letting their family down. Because you have some people that have very strong family. You know, people want people to like them. You have people that wants their family to love them and their friends to love them. And at what point do you feel like...
Love doesn't take care of your bills.
At all.
That's being responsible. You got another difference.
Okay, what would you say to a person that feels like that's exactly what I'm trying to say. What would you say to a person that feels like they have to do these things because if they don't do these things, then people won't love them or people won't like them anymore?
Sometimes you
show people. Show them how to get it. You can show somebody something. Now, if they don't pick up on it, that's on them. But as long as you take out the time to show them, so it's like, you know what I'm saying. But that's getting out of trouble. You know what I'm saying. But like,
and if you don't like me, if you don't love me or like me because I can't do this for you when you ask me, then. That's not healthy anyway. I mean, that's not a healthy love, no way. Cause it's like I'm only here for when you need something, or that's only on a time when you love me. If I got something for you,
huh? I didn't
hear what you said. What is like?
Spoils you for habit.
Bad association spoils you for habit.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
You're saying when you social, okay? Break that down to us.
It's self-explanatory. Bad association spoil useful habit. So if somebody's around you because you have money or anything like that, that's come on. They wasn't around you for the right reason.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If it goes back
to money can't buy love, they go.
Okay.
So, but you was talking about fun and how to keep money and all that right there. That's what we're supposed to be talking about.
So do you feel like you can have fun without having money?
That's why they have parks.
Thank you. You took it right out of my mouth. I'll say park, lake, free lakes. You don't have to pay to go to the lake. Go just talk to your friends. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can do for that.
Okay. Some people feel like they have to be able to pay for something in order to even ride with you nowadays, in order to go around people. They feel like they have to pay. That's how you get friendships, and you have problems with friendships because everybody feel like, well, sometimes people feel like in order to come around a person, family break up because they don't have, some people don't have the funding that they feel like they have to have in order to come around them, and that's not how families is supposed to be. It's supposed to be merely you just come around just because you're family or you're a friend, and that's what scares a lot of these people, younger people off. When I've been speaking to people in the world, they've been telling me that they can't go around their own family because they feel like their family's going to look down on them because they don't have anything. And I'm telling them, no, go around your family regardless, because if your family is your family. That's why God made you. God put you here with a family in order for you to be able to feed off of one another. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about the money. It's not all about it's not all about what you have and what you don't have. It's good to have those things, and it's good to have those things, and your family's supposed to share it with you regardless. I feel like, I don't know, that's, everybody has their own opinion, but God set you here with a family for a reason, you know, to feed off of one another, to marry one another, to grow off of one another.
Yeah.
Some people will call bumming, but that's not called bumming. That's called being a part of a family. Do y'all agree or disagree with me?
Yeah, I understand that, but like sometimes, like, all right, there's a difference between, all right, you taking care of family, and then, cause you can also take care of family, but at the same time you're taking care of your family, you need to show them how to take care of themselves.
Yes.
You have family members that'll get with you, and they'll be around you just because they know that you're family and you're not going to mistreat them or anything, and you're going to constantly look out for them. But, you know what I'm saying, that's what you call moochers. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole, that's a totally different.
You being an enabler. Doing it all the time, you know.
Okay, I understand.
So
I agree, Chalo. Come on, keep talking, y'all.
I understand when you say, you know what I'm saying, you have family members or whatever, that you're supposed to look out for your family members, but at the same time, you're supposed to be teaching them also how to take care of responsibility. That goes in part with how you raised, you know what I'm saying, being raised anyway.
That's
kind of still getting off the subject of what y'all said y'all was talking about at first.
We were talking about standing for something or falling for anything. It all goes together. Standing for something or falling for anything. It's like we were talking about, like, you have to stand for something, you know, in life, period, dealing with people, period. You know, some people will come around you and they will handle you in such a manner to where you'll feel so good about things. And then some people will handle you where you'll feel so bad about things. But I'm saying, like, you have to stand up for yourself. You have to speak out on yourself, about yourself. You have to be real about yourself. You have to be realistic about things that's going on in your life. You know, with dealing with yourself, you know, some people will take you the wrong way if you don't be realistic. Do y'all agree with me, or y'all, I mean, talk to me. It's not about agreeing or disagreeing. Like, it's about just talking, just giving your opinion.
And I agree with that. And it's just that. And then, like, okay, another thing. Sometimes you could go around some people and it's not that because you don't have money, but it makes you feel uncomfortable sometimes. Maybe, like, you're around a lot of your friends and you don't want don't have money. You have to expect that person to do this for you and do that for you. I feel like it's all right to feel like, you know, I mean, well, it's, let me see how, I don't even know how to say it, but that's not really, or it's not loving you or not thinking they care about you. It's just that you want to be able to stand on your own, you know what I'm saying? And not being always have to be like that. I mean, hey, it's always going to be a time, maybe sometime, where you don't have this, and I got your back, or I don't have this, and you got my back. then, you know, if that's the type of relationship you got, then that's understandable. You shouldn't, I won't feel like, well, if I ain't got it, she not going to care about me no more. Because if you call me and ask me for something and I don't have it and I say I ain't got it, well, then I call you later on and talk to you, see what you're doing, and you got an attitude or something like that. No, that's not, you know, that's letting me know that, yeah, that's all you mad because I didn't give you this and you think I got it. I might get my check today or get paid today, and if I don't have it, I don't have it because, you know, people have, you never know what people got going on, what kind of bills people have, you know what I'm saying? So just because you feel like I got some money, don't mean that I always have it. You know, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I hear what you're trying to say. I was trying to think of a Bible verse. When it says, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. That's Romans 12:13. And Proverbs 14:10 says, the heart knows its own bitterness and no stranger shares its joy. In Romans it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes in the Jew first and also the Greek. Hold on, that ain't what I was trying to get at. I was trying to, it was something I was talking about sharing. It is when the gift and it will be given to you. I think that was Luke. Hold on, let me look in Luke. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Like if you give, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand what you're giving and how you're contributing to things. You know what I'm saying? Give money. You know what I'm saying? You can give knowledge, like you said, like the young man was saying before. Like if you are going around somebody all the time and you have not, you know what I'm saying? You're not always mooching, but if you notice that a person is not going to go for it, if you try to give them what they need in order to live and they don't want to do that, then that's considered mooching. But just going around your family when you fall off don't mean that it's a bad thing because you have a family set up for that, because God put you with a family in order to go back to that family, because if he didn't want you to have nothing, he wouldn't have gave you nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not going to give one person and not, like, he might have gave that to you to share that with them people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do that make sense to y'all, kind of?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But sometimes people will take too much out of you, and you'll start to feel some type of way because, like he was saying before, the guy was saying, once you get over there to a person and you've helped that person, When is it over? You know what I'm saying? You have to know when enough is enough. You're supposed to be kind-hearted. You know what I'm saying? Your heart will show you. You will feel the need to give back at some point. Do that make sense to y'all?
Uh-huh. A lot of sense.
Yeah. And if you feel bad about giving, then it's not coming from the heart in the first place, so you shouldn't give. But if you feel good about giving, then you should give. Do that make sense, too?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling bad you don't want to do it anyway.
Yeah, and I feel like when I was talking about standing for something, like, I was talking to one of my friends, and he got fired today. And I knew, in my mind, I knew that person was going to get fired because he goes into these places and he try to take over these people's businesses. And I was telling him, like, your tongue is a very serious thing. And when you go around people, you have to watch what you say. You can't go into something and feel like you got to take over
it's only one leader, and if you feel like you can know everything about something, then you should own your own business.
That's so true.
And, but sometimes you are sent there to help the business grow because you have knowledge of something that maybe the business can grow off of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was talking about standing up for your rights because I was going through something with my son, and he has this teacher at this school, and this teacher at this school feels as if he can talk crazy to the kids, and when the kids stand up to him, I feel like it's a problem. And but the kids have nowhere to go when everybody is fighting for one cause. If you're somewhere and everybody's fighting for one cause, and you have to just try to blend in and try to get what you can get right then. You know, like I told my son, if you're at a school, you're just there temporarily. You're inside this one classroom. If you can't understand what this man is doing to you, you have to just accept what this man is doing, move forward, and just show him that you're not going to accept what he's, you know, what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Just still do your part, still do your work, and just acknowledge that. Don't feed into negativity.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree or disagree? Because it's a such thing as standing up for your rights and overdoing it. Because, I mean, these people are going to be there regardless. You're just there temporarily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's when you have to, a lot of times, the kids, they'll wind up getting in trouble behind. But then you let your parent know what's going on, where your parents can step in and handle their part. You know, they can't suspend you from school or do nothing to you from school because of something your parents said. You know what I'm saying? If it gets to a point to where it's,
no,
you
it's
know,
to the,
getting
you
know, that
now,
deep.
It's to the point now where they're doing that in some of these schoolhouses. They're doing that. They're picking at these kids behind what some of these parents are saying to the teachers. And, I mean, that's why you as a parent have to know how to talk to the people too in a right manner, you know?
Sure. You know, in order for your child to be all right at school, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, once you go up there and you see that it's nothing that you can say to change anything, you have to go with the flow of things, and you have to teach your kids to just move forward. Like
now
you're gonna be
so over. Look, it's somebody
gonna,
over
you
that, got, that person. It's
yeah, I know
somebody.
That. Yeah,
and
but once you go,
that,
once
and
you
please that type of person, I know more than just that one parent is having a problem with him. You know, the parents, after the kids get together and tell them, man, tell your, you know, let your mama talk to the other ones. Y'all have to go to the board. You know what I'm saying? If something can be done about it when it get that deep. Cause, like you say, some of them teachers go on and beyond, but they can be replaced or they can be dealt with to where they can't do that. You're getting a check, but you got to do a job. You get, you know, it's a job you have to do.
And yeah, and but
go ahead.
I was at the school and I was at the school today, well, the other day, and I came across one of the teachers that I felt like, you know how like you I'm not gonna say you know, like he was a bad person, like. I thought that maybe the way he was doing things was for the good of that child. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he felt like he had to do this child this certain kind of way because he felt that he seen something. You know how you can see that? You can feel like he sees something in that child that maybe he can do. You know, maybe that's the way he handles that. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's what the child needs. Yeah, but at the end of it, sometimes it just be. You have to know how to critique it. You know what I'm saying? So if it takes for me to have to go up there every day and just sit inside the classroom just to lighten up the mood, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what I have to do. You have to go over. You know what I'm saying? You have to know how to go over and beyond and be polite about it.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. I'm learning that evil spirits, God is not, God don't cause confusion. So if you go in with a bad spirit and you stand up for the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying? You can stand up for something without being evil about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you have to
and get
yeah,
a better
you
outcome.
You
get a better outcome
yeah.
if you're doing it. If you go in like that, you get a better outcome.
Yeah, you go
if you're
in
going
with
a negative, you're gonna get a negative out. You're gonna get a negative outcome.
Mm-hmm. You go in with God's spirit, and no matter what's going on in there, you just continue to fight. You don't give up. You go in with God's spirit. You ask to be anointed. You pray to God, and I feel like He'll deliver you. Because I mean, everything is temporary. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff time has to pass. And I feel like maybe after you have stood up for it, and you just stay still. Like that song say, "Be still."
Mm-hmm.
After you've done all you can, just raise your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after you've done all you can, you just stand. That's what it is. You just stand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they say, in the Bible say, peace be still.
No.
Yeah. Well, we have about 4 more minutes on Street Talk. I encourage y'all to continue to call, and I appreciate everybody that call in on Friday nights from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's not a bad thing that we gather on the phone and talk, and I feel like if we just reach one or two people or by us just sitting online and just speaking, if we can just help one person, I feel like we've done our job. Do y'all think the same?
Yep, that's true. Somebody gets something, at least one person gets something out of it, yeah. Yep. You never know what people are going through. Somebody might be going through the same thing you're going through or through the same thing you're talking about to this day. And, you know, and, hey, you grab what you can out of it and leave what you don't need.
Yeah. And, y'all, I want to let y'all know that we are scheduling to see, do a live street conference on the 18th of June. It's not set in stone yet, but it's going to be the 18th of June. It's going to be the Oak Cliff area on Ledbetter at the church. And I'm going to get you all the address soon. I'm going to try to do a live street talk where we meet and greet each other and where we can speak about some of the things that we all are going through. Remember I told you all that we were going to try to do something. Excuse me for coughing, you guys. But I said we were going to try to do something in 2016 where we can meet and greet each other and talk about our everyday life changes and things like that inside a physical location. I'm trying to make this possible. Soon. It'll be, I think, on June the 18th. I'm going to try to do it in Oak Cliff. And I want to invite you all to come. So y'all stay tuned and continue to call Blog Talk Radio. And I want y'all to keep on calling Street Talk. I'm going to probably try to change it to a different day. What day of the week do you all think that will be better for us to do Street Talk? Maybe a Tuesday or something?
Yes, probably so.
Where more people are calling. What day of the week y'all think?
But then again, a lot of people work through the week too. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying on Friday night, people are trying to go party and stuff, so they call in and they'll hang up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about changing during the weekdays in the evening time where people are sitting at home or something. Not doing nothing bored, where they can call in and talk.
Tuesday might be a good day, I think. You know,
maybe a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a. What you think, a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
I think you should keep doing it on Friday. No, don't change up and keep doing what you're doing. It's gonna. You're doing good. It's gonna pick up eventually. I'm pretty sure you're touching a whole lot of people. Even though you don't think people are listening, people are listening.
What? Yeah, but I'm thinking like that's what I'm saying. But I'm thinking me myself personally. Even on Friday nights, I'm thinking that like most people, like people say they're gonna call, but people are calling. Like I have a whole lot of people calling, and then they'll hang up. So I'm thinking I'll do it. Like maybe I want to change the date a little bit. But you're saying a Friday is okay. So I don't know. We'll do a vote at the meeting or something, and see. I'll do a poll or something. Thank y'all, but I thank y'all for calling in on Street Talk. We have about 30 seconds left. I want to say that God is good, and I encourage you all to continue to call now. I want y'all to know that God is love, and continue to pray to God, and, you know, put Jehovah first, no matter what.
Okay.
And I thank y'all for calling. We're here live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. God is love. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.